And new data released today shows that the U.S. economy grew at an annual rate of 4.1% in the third quarter. That's much stronger than expected. So let's take a deeper look with Marty Schenker, Bloomberg Executive Editor for News. And Marty, we're talking about the GDP, the gross domestic product, the sum of all goods and services produced in the economy, growing at the fastest pace since the fourth quarter of 2011. So why? What are you seeing?
Well, it's what the government is seeing, and they're seeing a buildup in inventories is the main reason why they revised the third quarter number from prior 3.6 to 4.1. So that means that businesses are restocking their shelves. There is a divergence of opinion on what an increase in inventories really means, but we're interpreting it as a sign of confidence that businesses think they're going to be able to sell those goods.
Well, I would think that, yeah, it would be the people who are buying. What else could it be?
Well, some people think they're just that inventories get built up when there's a lack of sales, but then the retail sales numbers for the third quarter would belie that. Yeah. So it seems like it's genuinely driven by consumer demand.
Right. Well, consumer spending is about 70% of the GDP, so what are people buying? Can you tell?
Well, they're buying things, a lot of services, recreation. People are traveling. They're going on trips. They're buying health care, which may or may not be a good thing, depending on your point of view. Mm-hmm. And they're also buying gasoline, non-durable goods. Gasoline led the big increase in the revision.
Well, of course, the third quarter, October through December, it's also when people do a lot of their holiday shopping. But we also had the 16-day government shutdown, which, by the way, I found myself thinking, really? Was it just, you know, just a couple months ago? It was. So how is it that there'd be more growth?
Well, their state and local governments did more spending, and some of the federal shutdown didn't have a direct impact on state and local governments. And generally, people are feeling pretty positive about their situation. The stock market is up almost 25%. Home prices have stabilized or going higher. And whenever people feel their financial situation is fairly stable or improving, they go out and spend. They borrow money. They use their credit cards.
Yeah.
That's driving GDP.
Well, this news comes just a few days after the Fed announced it would cut back its $85 billion monthly bond purchases, the stimulus that it was doing to keep the economy propped up. That was interpreted as a sign that the economy is doing better. Unemployment down to 7%, stock market all doing well. So as you look ahead, are there bubbles? Is this bubbling along? Or are you thinking this is all real?
No, most economists think it's quite real. And in fact, they think that the U.S. is going to lead the world in a recovery next year.
Yeah. Well, when you mentioned people seeing the stock market go up and putting more money in there, just expand on that a little bit.
Well, you know, the market's up 24%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is. The S&P's up is over 27%. So when people get their 401k statements or their IRA statements and they see that it's rising, they feel wealthy and wealthier. And as long as that trend continues, they will feel confident enough to spend. And plus, they read the headlines on jobs. And if they feel secure in their jobs, they'll spend as well.
And so it becomes a good cycle, not a vicious cycle, but a good one.
It's a self-reinforcing cycle.
Marty Schenker, executive editor for News at Bloomberg. I know many of us are feeling we're doing our part. Has anyone seen what those GoPro cameras cost? people out doing their Christmas shopping. Marty Schenker, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.